Erdogan says he'd lost hope that it will work. He said thousands of UN monitors must be deployed to avoid full-scale conflict. Here's our UN correspondent, Barbara Plett.
The UN monitoring operation is in full swing, here unloading equipment in Damascus for what may be their toughest mission yet. The observers are meant to be policing a ceasefire that doesn't exist. Their presence has brought calm in places. But nearly 1 month on, the assessment is that violence continues at an unacceptable level, as this amateur footage appears to show in the city of Homs. The stakes are extraordinarily high.
The UN supervision mission is possibly the only remaining chance to stabilize the country. And I'm sure I'm not telling you any secret when I tell you that there is a profound concern that the country could otherwise descend into full civil war. And the implications of that are quite frightening. We cannot allow that to happen.
The violence seems to be shifting rather than stopping. Less shelling, but more torture and more arrests. That's what these images appear to show, although we haven't been able to verify them. There's also been a rise in guerrilla attacks by the opposition. That's why the monitors are so important. Kofi Annan says they've made some difference and will make a lot more by the time the full 300 arrive at the end of the month. But he's also, for the first time, warned that his plan might fail and appealed to both the government and the rebels to hold their fire for the sake of the country's suffering people. Barbara Plett, BBC News at the United Nations in New York.